you come to the last eight verses of Psalm 119 in our pilgrimage and our trek through this great, great psalm. And that is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the Tav, verses 169 to 176. As we pick it up in 169, Tikrav rinati lefanecha Adonai, kidvarcha havineni. Let my cry come near before you, O Lord. According to your word, give understanding to me. Tikrav is from the root karav, and it is a jassiv, third feminine singular from karav. Notice the tav gives it away as a third feminine singular, to come near, and we would translate it in like a command kind of an idea, a strong wish, let my cry come near. And the word for cry is a noun, rinati, from rina, meaning cry. And notice rina, cry, in construct becomes rinat, and the e is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So let my cry come near, lifanecha, before you, O Lord. Lifanecha, notice the lamed, and then literally to the face of you, panayim, becoming panay in construct with ha, but actually lefanecha is put together and it becomes a preposition. So we would translate it simply before you. And so we have the preposition lefanech. Lifane, followed then by ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let my cry come near before you, O Lord. And then, according to your word, ke is the inseparable preposition in the kaf. According to, devar is the noun meaning word, and it's in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So devar changes from a double pathak, or double comets under the dalet and the bait, to a shiva under the dalet in construct with ha. So according to your word, havineni. Havineni is from the root vin. It's a middle weak verb. Hirik Yod in the middle vowel, and it's a biradical root, and notice it's a hifil, imperative, second masculine singular, followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular in the e, with the nun as the hinge. So, give me understanding, cause me to have understanding according to your word. Notice the prayer of the psalmist. He's crying out that his cry would come near before the Lord and that he wants understanding. He wants to know the Lord's word according to your word. How we need to have that attitude to cry to the Lord to come near to us and to give us understanding according to his word. For he has to be the great teacher. The Holy Spirit has to illuminate God's word to our hearts, we're told, and to guide us in understanding. And so we're to want that. We're to cry out for that. One of the things that we need to be is hungry and thirsty for the word of the Lord and for understanding. And that's so critical and so important that we have that. And so he goes on, Tavo techinati lefanecha. Let my supplication, come before you. Notice tavo again is a jussive, cal jussive, third feminine singular from bo, a biradical root. So we would translate it, let, come, and then we have tachina is supplication, and at puts it in construct with the e, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So let my supplication come, and then we have the preposition again, lefanecha, before you, with the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the ha. And then deliver me according to your word. Keim ratacha, notice the ke is the inseparable preposition, the kaf, according to, and imra is the noun, feminine singular for word, that here is in construct with ha. And so we add the tav, imrat ha. According to your word, hatsileni, deliver me. Notice hatsileni is from the root natsal, to deliver. It's a peinun verb. And so hatsileni becomes hatsileni, where the nun of the stem has assimilated into the tsade. That's why we have the dogish forte in the tsade. Notice we have an ai vowel pattern with a hey prefix, and that's indicative of the hifil stem. So it's a hifil imperative, second masculine singular, then with the pronominal suffix in the e and the nun, the hinge that takes us to that pronominal suffix. So deliver me according to your word. So he's praying that his supplication, his prayer to the Lord for the Lord's help, would come before him, and that he would deliver him according to his word. The Lord has promised in his word to be with us, to help us, to rescue us. And so he's pleading with the Lord according to what he's taught, and what he's said, and what he has brought forth in his word. So deliver me according to your word. We need to use the word of God as our assurance of the Lord's help in time of struggle. And so he goes on, Tavana Sefatai Tehila, Ki Telamdeni Hukecha. Let my lips pour forth praise because you teach me your statutes. Notice tabana is another peinun verb, and actually tanbana becomes tavana, where the nun of the stem, which is nava, to pour forth, usher forth, has assimilated into the bait. And it's sort of like a fountain that he wants his lips to, like a fountain, bubble forth the Lord's praise. And this is a jussive, a cal jussive, / imperfect, we could say. It's a third person plural, feminine plural. Notice with the ending here going with lips. So let my lips praise. And now notice sefatai is from safa, meaning lip. And in construct, we add the tav. The final hey has the tav. And so it's sefatai, meaning my lips. And it's a plural noun in construct with the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So let my lips pour forth praise, tehillah, Tehillah is the noun, feminine singular, that means praise. One of the things we should want to do is to praise the Lord with our lips and to let it be like a gushing stream or fountain that ever pours forth praise to the Lord. And then he gives the reason, key, in the conjunction, for you teach me your statutes. Telamadeni. Notice telamadeni is from lamad, to teach. And it is the shavapathak, showing that we're, with the doubling of the mem, the middle radical, showing that we're looking at a PL, imperfect, second person singular from lamad, followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, because you teach me chukecha, your statutes. Chuka is statute, and chukecha is the noun plural with the pronominal suffix. It's in construct then with cha. So, because you teach me your statutes, my goal then is to ask that my lips can praise you. As we study the Word of God, and as we are taught it, our goal should be to praise the Lord with our lips. And as Christians, we believe that the Word takes us to Christ, where Jesus said, you're to meditate in the Word because it's about me, in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. And it's interesting that Paul then went on to say that his desire was to know Christ and to have intimate relationship with him in Philippians chapter 3. He would say to Timothy, Timothy, spend time in the Word of the Lord, getting to know it, 2 Timothy 4, or 2 Timothy 3, for it'll make you wise unto salvation, which is in Jesus Christ. And that helps us to praise the Lord. And so we need to, we're created as vessels of praise. And so because the Lord teaches us His statutes and what we learn about what He wants us to be like and how, as we study the Word, we're brought to Christ in a deeper way, then our life should be that with our lips, we want to ask the Lord to let us praise His name and lift His name up in praise. Actually, the Psalms are the Tehillim, the praises or the songs of Israel. Then we go on in 172, Ta'an leshoni imratecha ki cho mitzvotecha tzedek. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all of your commandments are righteousness. Now notice, ta'an is from the verb anna. It's a lamed hey verb where the hey has elided or dropped out. Again, we have a jussive, let my tongue sing of your word. Notice leshoni is from lashon, meaning tongue, and here it's in construct with e, first common singular pronominal suffix. So let my tongue sing imratecha of your word. And notice imra again is the word for word, and imrat is the word in construct with ha, the second masculine singular pronominal suffix. So let my tongue sing your word. For, here we have the conjunction key, all of your commandments, the totality of your commandments. Notice mitzvotecha is from mitzvah, meaning commandment, and mitzvot is the plural with the od ending, feminine ending, and then the segol yod puts it in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So all of your commandments are right, or are righteousness. Tzedek means righteousness. In other words, your commandments, I want to sing of how wonderful they are, how wonderful your word is, because they're right, they're straight, they're just. And so the psalmist wants to sing of that, of those great commandments with his tongue. And then as we move on in 173, Tehi yadecha le'ozreini ki fikudecha b'charti. Let your hand be, literally, for to help me. Notice, Tehi is from Hayah, to be. Here again we have a jassiv, third feminine singular, kal, imperfect, jassiv. And then this is followed by yadachi. Notice yad is the word for hand, and ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let your hand be for, here we have the lamed preposition, and then we have the infinitive construct followed by the pronominal suffix, first common singular, in the ni, or the e, and azar means to help. So ozreini, the nun is the hinge that takes us to the kirikyon. So for my help, let your hand be ready for my help, to help me. I need your help. For, here we have the conjunction ki, fikudecha, your precepts I have chosen. Notice, fikudecha is from fikud, meaning precept. Again, we have a plural noun in construct with the sikol yod, followed by cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And baharti is the verb, bahar, to choose. And here we have the affix or the suffix in the t, first common singular. So we have a kal perfect, first common singular from bahar, for I have chosen your precepts. Let your hand help me. I need your help. And I need your help, for I have chosen your precepts, and I have built my life around them. So help me. Don't abandon me. And of course, the Lord won't. And this is a beautiful goal that we all should have, to choose the Lord's precepts to be the guide of our lives and the path that we follow. And we can then rely upon His hand to help us, the psalmist is praying. He's praying for that, and that should be our prayers. And then he goes on to say, Ta'avti lishuatecha Adonai, v'toratecha sha'ashu'ai. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord. Ta'av means to long for, and this is the kal perfect, first common singular, in the T suffix. I have longed for, and here we have the lamed, the inseparable preposition, for, and then we have Yeshua, salvation, becoming Yeshuat in construct with the pronominal suffix ha, second masculine singular. And notice here, le Yeshuatecha becomes li Shuatecha. And that is, as this historically developed, no doubt, it was two Shabbos, le, yeah, then it went to le, yeah, and then it went to li. And so here we just have a hirik yod in the preposition followed by the noun meaning salvation. So I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your Torah, v'toratecha, is my delight. And notice, ve is the conjunction and, Torah is the noun meaning Torah or instruction. It's in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your Torah is my delight. And this is a plural form, sha'ashu'im, here. And so it's delights. And I is the pronominal suffix, first common singular, to this plural noun. So I've longed for your deliverance, Lord, and your law is my delights. I have many delights in it, and I want to be in your law, in your instruction. By the way, that should be our goal as Christians, as believers in Christ, that we should want to go to the Word of God and spend time there and take delight in it and have much delight, many delights. And that's what the Word of God will give us and can give us. And we're to long for the Lord's deliverance in all, in every area of our lives, to help us to be more Christ-like in our life and in following our Lord. And then we go on to Tehi nafshi u'tehalecha u'mishpatecha yazreini. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. Notice Tehi, or Tehi, is from Chaya, to live. It's a lamed hay verb where the hay has elided or dropped out. And this is a cal jessive, a third feminine singular, going with nafshi, my soul. So let my soul live. Nafshi is from nefesh, meaning soul. And notice in, it's in construct with the hiddur yod, my soul. So let my soul live, and it shall praise you. U'tehalecha. Tehalecha, notice, is a Shabbat Pathak vowel pattern, so it's a PL, imperfect, and it's a third feminine singular with the tav, and is followed then by a pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha. So let my soul live, and it shall praise you. One of the things that we should pray for is that the Lord will give us life, and so that we can praise Him. As we pray for health and strength, our goal should be that we want to have that in order to praise the Lord and to worship Him in a deeper way. And let my ordinances, and let your ordinances help me. U'mishpatecha yazruni. Notice, u is just your conjunction, and mishpat means ordinance. And notice, mishpatecha, here we have a noun, singular, yet having a plural meaning. So let your ordinances, and notice the cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Let your ordinances, and then yazruni, let your ordinances help me. Notice azar is the verb meaning help, and again we have a cal jassive, third feminine, or third masculine plural, notice with the kibbutz there, from the root azar, to help. And so let your ordinances help me, and again we have the in the e, the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So let your ordinances help me, and then let my soul live, and it will praise you, and let your ordinances be a constant help to me in my praising you and in my worshiping of you. And again, how we're to pray that same prayer, that we can have health and strength to praise the Lord, life to praise the Lord, and let the Lord's ordinances help us in the way that we conduct our lives in obedience to them. And then we come to the final verse, 176. Ta'iti kase oved bakesh abdecha ki mitzvotecha lo shechati. I have gone astray as a lost, as one that's losing or lost, as a lost sheep. Seek your servant, because I have not forgotten your commandments. Notice, ta'iti is from the verb ta'a. It's a lamed hay verb where the hay has elided and the yod appears. Historically, again, this was a lamed yod form, and we see the yod coming back. And it is simply the cow perfect first person singular from ta'a. And notice the T is that affix or suffix, making it into a first-person singular verb. So, I have gone astray, or strayed away, as, here we have the conjunction as a sheep. And notice se is simply a noun, masculine, singular, meaning sheep. And then oved, that is lost. And oved is just your cow participle, masculine singular from avad, to lose. And notice the O vowel followed by the tseri indicates a cow active participial form here. So, I have gone astray as a wandering sheep or lost sheep. So, seek your servant. Bakesh, notice you have your A-class vowel, doubling of your kof, your middle radical, which is your PO imperative, second masculine singular, in bakash, to seek. So seek your servant. Avdecha is from evad, meaning servant, and it's in construct here with cha, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So seek your servant for, or because, here we have the conjunction ki, mitzvotecha, your commandments. And notice mitzvah is commandment, and mitzvot is the feminine plural again, followed by the segol yod, putting it in construct with cha. So, for the commandments of you, or your, and ha is just your pronominal suffix again, second masculine singular, your commandments, lo shechakti, I have not forgotten. Lo is your negative particle. Shechakti is the cow perfect, first common singular, from shechach, to forget. What a beautiful conclusion. I'm like a lost sheep. I've gone astray. And we all, at times, go astray in our thinking, in our attitudes, and we need to then pray to the Lord, seek your servant. He's still aware that he's his servant, even when he goes astray. For, I have not forgotten your commandments. And we must not forget the Lord's commandments. And even when we find at times that we have to confess our sins, we can know that the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In 1 John, as believers in Jesus, the blood of Christ does that cleansing work. And so, as we err or go astray, we're to plead for the Lord to seek us and always want to be His obedient servant. And we want to be people that will never forget the Lord's commandments. I think one of the tragedies is that it's easy to forget God's Word if we don't spend time in it. And so we need to spend time in it daily so we always have His commandments in our mind, in our hearts. I'm reminded of the great Shema, Hear, O Israel, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Lord your God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself, the Torah says. But it goes on to talk about fathers speaking of the Torah when they walk in the way, B'lech Lecha, when they sit in the house, B'shoch Becha, when they sit in the house, they're to be teaching their children. And when they arise, Unkumecha, when they get up. It is interesting that the rabbis made an application of that, that you're to be always in the Torah. When you walk in the way, that is when you walk through life. And when you lie down, that is when you lie down in the grave, it will be with you there as well as in life. It will comfort you. And then when you arise in the resurrection, it will still be with you. And of course, we as Christians believe that the Torah, the final Torah, is Jesus. And in the New Testament, we're told that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God if we have our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we're to constantly be wanting to hear His Word and not forget His precepts. And as we love Him, we'll want to obey Him. And any time that we even go astray, we're to turn to Him and seek Him and ask Him to forgive us and to seek us with that forgiveness. And always, always remember that if we are in His Word and constantly putting His commandments in our heart, we are doing what this great, great psalm is encouraging us, and that is not to forget the commandments of the Lord, but to keep them and observe them in season and out of season at all times of our life, whether young, middle age, or whether older. God's commandments should be something that we always have alive in our heart, something that we never, forget by ill use or by no use. We need to live in it, meditate in it day and night. I'm reminded of Psalm 1. Ki b'torat Adonai chepso u'b'torato yegeyumam b'layla. But in His Torah is His delight, and in it He meditates, mumbles under the breath day and night. May we do that as we've looked at this great psalm over time. May it be our passion to be in the Word of God continually in order that we might know Jesus in a deeper way. And as Christ took the Torah and the prophets and the writings and found Himself on the road to Emmaus, may we do the same and look for Christ and that eternal relationship that we can share with Him as our Lord and Savior through His inerrant, infallible Scriptures.